Russian president has raised the alarm about terrorist activities in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib. Vladimir Putin said that he's concerned about the terror group's actions there. Meanwhile, the Russian foreign minister has said that Moscow will keep bombing the positions of terrorists. Sergei Lavrov added that Russia will create humanitarian corridors in Idlib for civilians. Earlier on Thursday, the Russian foreign ministry spokeswoman warned the terrorists' plan to stage a fake chemical attack has resulted in an escalation of tensions in Idlib. Russia and Syria have both presented the UN with evidence that armed groups want to blame Damascus for a false flag chemical attack and pave the way for the U.S. and its allies to attack Syria. Mohammed Ali is a correspondent who joins us from Damascus. It appears that one of the focus, and correct me if I'm wrong, of the Syrian army along with Russia is to prove to the world and of course the civilians in Idlib that they are making efforts to save their lives. They are creating humanitarian corridors so that the West in particular doesn't have the blame to put on the Syrian Arab army and Russia for this.
Exactly. It's not just proving to the world that the Syrian government or Russia do care about the civilians. At the end, the Syrian government's duty is to protect the civilians. This is in Syria's constitution. And this is why what we're seeing is that the Syrian government has been always calling for local reconciliation deals as a priority before starting any kind of an attack or offensive against terrorists in any area. For example, take southern Syria. The Syrian government managed to carry out and reach a lot of reconciliation deals in a lot of towns and villages in Daraa's countryside and Quneitra, which led to actually securing areas without a fight and without harming the areas over there or causing destruction or loss of civilian lives. This is what's happening also now in Idlib. The Syrian government is working as a priority on reaching such reconciliation deals and also opening humanitarian corridors for those civilians who wish or can reach such corridors and leave this area before the Syrian government starts heavily striking the terrorist groups. The recent reports say that there would be a humanitarian corridor open called Abu al-Duhur in Idlib countryside next Sunday. We still are waiting for confirmation about that, but there is it is clear that there is efforts being made for opening more and more humanitarian corridors before this major offensive and battle for securing Idlib starts. Also, what we have to know too is what the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov just said today, which is that Russia is working on separating the so-called extremist terrorists from the other militant groups that have signed and agreed on the Astana de-escalation zone of Idlib in particular. Also, Khmeimim, Russian airbase in Syria, has also said recently that the de-escalation deal on Idlib did not end. It is still active. However, the strikes that the Syrian government is carrying out is only against the terrorist groups and the extremists, mostly, of course, the Al-Nusra Front. Also, latest information from Khmeimim, Russian airbase, is that the Syrian government is now about 78% prepared for that battle, but there are still preparations to be made in order to start this major offensive against the Al-Nusra Front terrorists and groups that have joined forces with it in Idlib.
Thank you so much for that. Mohammed Ali, a correspondent there from Damascus.